right here on the Kayak Fishing Radio Network. I am your host, Rob DeVore, otherwise known as the Bad Batcast. You're listening to the Bad Batcast live show right here on the KFR network. If you're listening, probably on kayakfishingradio.com. Thank you, and I promise not to bore you too bad, hopefully. I am absolutely tired today. Yes, it's not your computer skipping, it's me accentuating the fact of how much lack of sleep I got, and we'll get to that in a few minutes. We are brought to you by yakangler.com, and if you want to keep up on my going abouts and things going on, badbatcast.com. We have the always popular, also on yakangler.com, I'm sorry. We have the, let's see, Thursday night, you can catch me live in person in a seminar. Leave your guns at home, please. I am doing a fishing seminar at the Fishing Mission Club, Fishing Club. And if you give me a second, I will pull the link. Right before showtime, the decided to have a nice power outage. Bear with me for a moment, and I'll try to get that information for you. You can get that information on the blog. That is at badbatcast.com under events. If you're looking for the actual address, and yeah, thank you, Chip. It's coming, I promise. Yeah, if you go to badbatcast.com, and wow, I'm still trying to learn how to do all this Mac stuff. Copy and paste is not the same. Okay, here comes a link. Let me see if it'll work. See if I can do it. And action. Yeah, there it is. All right. So there's raffle prizes, giveaways, dollar pizza, and me. What more could you ask for on a Thursday night besides Chip's show? But I'm sure that he wouldn't mind you playing hooky and listening to the podcast to come out to the event there. So it's going to be like Kayak Fishing Radio live and in person. We're going to have some bad back. God, I can never say that. I need to practice saying bad-tastic. We got some bad-tastic prize packs coming out that we're really excited about. And also, I want to urge you folks to vote. If you haven't already, vote for the first annual Kayak Fishing Awards. There's a link for it on badbatcast.com or on kayakfishingradio.com. So just go ahead and jump in there. Cast your votes for your favorites. Now, I want to stress that the nomination period was open for about 8 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, and those were the ones that were nominated by everybody. We had nothing to do with it. Nobody from Kayak Fishing Radio or YakAngler.com had anything to do with anything. And you'll notice that none of us were allowed to be nominated either. And that is fine. I'm okay with that. You can't have the vote counters, getting the account, getting nominated, man. That's just not quite cool. So I'm okay with that. And anybody else, but anyway, the nomination phase was open for 8 weeks. And if your favorite people didn't get nominated, then I'm sorry. You should have voted. You should have nominated them. So anyway, that's the deal. So on the phone with me tonight is the always popular Chip Gibson from the Thursday Night Show, the godfather, if you will, of Kayak Fishing Radio. How you doing, Chip?
I'm okay.
Good.
Yeah, I'm all
good.
Right.
Now,
I don't know if I'm always popular, but I'm okay.
You're popular, man. You're the one that got us all started here on the Kayak Fishing Radio Show. In the network, and we all appreciate it. It gives us, we have a lot of fun with it.
It is
and,
fun.
Yeah, so right now, Chip's got an update for us, so we'll go ahead and Here you go, Chet.
Oh.
That's right, man.
I know, that's cool, man. I was just, got so far. We've had 900...
Oh. Go ahead.
Whatever.
Chet.
No, I was going to say, everybody is really, doing a job and putting out the votes for the Kayak Angler's Choice Awards. We're going to last night on the Monday night show with Redfish Chuck, we talked about the leaderboard as far as the most innovative product of the year. I want to remind folks that on we have write-in options for all of the questions or all the ballots except for the guide and the angler of the year. And the reason we did that was I actually sent out emails to everyone who was nominated. And if I didn't get a response from the person or if I got a negative response that said they didn't want to play, that's why you may not see your favorite person in there, okay? So I wanted to make sure that we could, you know, we got to try to be somewhat legal here, but I wanted to make sure that the individual person was willing to play along and be selected and be voted for and all that stuff. So if you don't see your favorite person in there, I apologize for it, but we try to keep it to where folks who didn't want to play didn't have to play. We're not going to make people do that. Now, as far as the products and the kayaks and the best forums and stuff like that, that's cool. There's write-ins available. Write yours in. I will update the ballots. Everybody can vote once a day. That's cool. I've been watching the IP addresses, and actually in the first 600 votes that we had posted, we only had about 40 were folks who had voted more than once, and they had voted on separate days, so their votes are all valid. If you vote more than once on a day, I'll have to pull that vote, but everybody can vote once a day. So individual IP addresses, that's what shows up. I don't get your email or anything like that. You can vote once a day for your favorites, but I'll update the ballot here on Thursday. So any of the write-ins for any of those forums and stuff, I hear you, paddlefishing.com. Those guys are all voting for their buddies there, and they're getting votes. So that's coming up. And we're going to add them in, but I'm not going to – and I'll actually talk about the leaderboard for the guide and the kayak angler of the year on Thursday night on my show. But I'm going to give some props here to Rob's show, and we're going to – last night I announced the top candidate running for the leaderboard for most innovative product of the year. But tonight, we're going to let a little bit of the cat out of the bag and talk about who's leading in the kayak division. That's right. So,
okay, well, who was it?
Is that Greg?
Yeah, Greg.
Who was it?
Greg's in there.
Is that
you,
Greg?
Okay. How you doing, Greg? Greg Crisp from New Hampshire?
I'm doing pretty good.
We're going to get to you in a second here, man, because I know that you got some good stories for us. Can you hang on for a minute?
I was just wondering.
Oh, yeah. I'm
I was just wondering if anybody – who do you think? Who do you think is out there?
If
there's
it's
a
not
lot of other responses.
If it's not Hobie or Native, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, I would
then you're
guess –
you're going to be surprised. You're going to be surprised.
Being in the Northeast and – being surrounded by Hobies all weekend, I know which is the most popular up here, but
right.
Everybody,
no,
up
I would say
you got snow tires and you got a Hobie, huh?
Yep.
All right,
I'll
Hobie
go for
and snow
dark
tires.
Horse, maybe a ocean kayak.
Good guess.
Prowler
Ocean
series.
Kayak Trident 13 is leading
wow.
the pack with almost 100 votes.
I know a lot of people with those, man, so I guess I'm
yeah,
really...
Yeah, I got one myself.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I was surrounded by ocean
kayaks
the other day. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I'll give you a little more. Let's see. Hang on, let me put the data up so I can get the values in here. So, yeah, there's... The Hobie or the Ocean Kayak Trident 13 is leading with 84 votes.
Awesome.
The Hope Pro Angler is just 10 votes behind, not 11 votes behind at 73. The Hobie Revolution is holding third with 72 votes. And Ocean Kayak Prowler Ultra 4.7 has 59 votes.
Wow.
The Native Ultimate 14.5 is got 50 votes. And the Outback is down there with 44. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the top five. The Jackson Coosa is at number 6 with 39. And the Tarpon 140 at 37, tied with the Ride 135.
Wow.
So that's your that and then other votes are rounding out the rest, but nobody's got more than nobody's above them with 37. But I'll update the ballot so those write-in will get put in there for people to see. So we're going to keep the voting open for let's see, we're going to the end of October. We might go the first week in November before we close the voting. So. But we actually had the nomination period open for over 10 weeks. So,
awesome.
But that's where we're standing. Yeah. So we're going to give it at least, I said in the initial thing that we were going to hold the voting for 60 days. So we'll let it go and see what happens. But we've got almost 1,000 votes in the book right now.
All right, man. That's awesome.
Kind of fun, but it's the Kayak Angler's Choice Awards, and it's just what it means. We did not put together the list, like you said. We just took the nominations. They ran for about 10 weeks, and we put them in. If you didn't make it this year, we'll be doing it again next year, and we'll do it better. And I appreciate everybody who's answering question number 9 with some good, thoughtful insights. I was going to... We can address a couple of those questions. I'll give you a chance to. Paddlefishing.com, that's a good one. So you guys will get written in there when I update the ballot. A good one, you know, that I didn't think about was to put in links to the people and to the actual products, you know, to put a link next to the name and the ballot. So that folks could go check it out themselves. More communication about the nominations. We tried to get it out as best we could. But the Hawaiian Anchor, hopefully we'll see you guys more.
We pushed it. But, I pushed it through Twitter. I pushed it through, you know, Facebook, our Facebook page, my Facebook page. Every Yak Anglers, I mean, everybody was putting it out there that we knew, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we try to be as far reaching as we can, and I bust something on Twitter all day long, man, and Facebook and everything else. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you want to be updated on stuff like this, like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, follow me on Twitter, somehow, and we'll do the best we can to get this stuff out there. We put stuff on Yak Angler. I wrote stuff on my site on our on Kayak Fishing Radio's website. There's information there about it. We're doing our best. I think that there wasn't there something in Kayak Angler Mag or something like that about it.
It went up. I'm pretty sure they covered it on the Kayak Angler Magazine website as well.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So we try, man. We try. But
it's cool. We'll do better next year. We'll get a bigger turnout, I'm sure. It's all in just bragging rights. It's all about, you know, kayak fishing. There's no, you know, I'm going to make up some little certificates that we'll give out to the people, but I mean, it's not like, you know, you had to pay money for this or anything like that. So It's just a little bit of time, a little bit of effort that we put into creating the idea, and it'll get better. We'll produce a better product next year, and the next year after that, and the next year after that. But I'm sure that there will be someone who won't be happy with what we do, and I'm sorry about that. But
hey, look who it is, Redfish Chuck in the chat room. I haven't
Redfish
seen him
Chuck in the chat room.
In the chat room,
I don't think
room,
I've ever
man.
Seen Redfish Chuck in the chat room.
Well, because he created an account and then he forgot his password or something. And welcome, Chuck. Yeah, I think that's the first time I've seen him in there, man. So good to see you in there, Chuck. Awesome. Hey, that Chip, that Hobie Pro Angler, that's a hot kayak, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but it's not winning.
I know. I knew it would be up there though, because that is something. That's like an aircraft carrier. That needs to, like, you know, you buy one of those, and like, you know, when you're ready to put it in the water, you just like hit the button and like Adam comes out and helps you, you know, load the thing. So, I'm just saying, that's a great kayak, man. I'm really got an unknown caller in there. So anyway, get in there and vote, people. The Kayak Angler Choice Awards, and you know, cast your votes for your favorites, man. You don't know unless nobody's gonna know your vote until you get in there and do it, man. So you know, you don't complain about the outcome if you don't vote. But anyway. So we're here. Look, Daryl, Angler to Angler, Daryl is in there. Brett Allen's in the chat room, and the Hammerhead and the Paddling Fan. If you like recreational paddling and things of that nature, like their Facebook page, Paddling Fan. Just look it up. They're always out there in South Florida taking lots of pictures and cruising mangrove tunnels and all that stuff, man. You know what's really cool is trying to traverse one of those with fishing poles sticking up all over the place. you know, best bet to put those things down. So anyway, got a lot of fishing stories this week. Oh, man, Chuck's coming in as an unknown caller. What are you doing? He's being all stuffy. How you doing, Chuck?
Good, brother.
Awesome. Oh, he's on Skype. Okay. I got you now. Good deal. All right. Well, listen, we're going to start off with a whole bunch of fishing stories here. So I got my own, but I'll hold off a little bit on them. Greg Crisp, man, you were knocking them dead at the Massachusetts, the Boston Striper Classic shootout or whatever that was called, man. You caught like a bazillion fish. How'd you not win that thing? Was it just biggest fish or what?
Yeah, it's biggest fish wins.
Okay.
You know,
what was the biggest? What was winning fish?
The winning fish for the open division was 46 inches, and I believe the biggest fish for the artificials was 45 or 44 inches. So real close there, and some really big bass. So,
yeah. Well, that's a big fish no matter where you're at, man.
Yeah.
46. What was your biggest one?
34.
Very nice.
So, still
what'd you catch it on?
I was catching them on the tube and worm setup, trolling that around, and found a bunch of fish in a little bit deeper water than we normally fish, and did well. So just didn't get the big one I was looking for, but.
You gonna put
ahead.
Some pictures up?
Yeah, I got some pictures of the fish. I'm working on an article right now for it, and hope to have that up in a day or two. But
awesome.
I did put them all up on Kayak Wars. So had a pretty good day with that, and you know, really the best weekend for me fishing this year.
Well, yeah. How many fish total did you catch?
I ended up with like 18. I think it was 18 keepers.
That's
plus
awesome.
Another handful of small, less than legal schoolies down around 20 inches or so.
Well, that's a pretty good weekend, man.
Yeah. Well, I got Saturday morning from like 7 to 10, hooked up on a dozen stripers, for the most part between 28 and 34 inches. So
awesome.
It was a busy morning then. It was just unfortunately I had 5 hours trolling around eels and other baits before that of absolutely nothing.
Wow. Well, you know, that's awesome, man. I'm excited to see your pictures on the blog, man. Yakfish.net. So make sure you go there and you know, anytime and check out Greg's blog. He has some pretty cool stuff, and I'm definitely going there because Keith is getting an itch to start working on my kayak and fixing some stuff up. And one of the things he wants to fix is the lockdown on the gator hatch there. Make sure that that's all tight and everything. Because either one of two things, I either got a leak in my kayak, or you know, the last couple of fishing trips it hasn't been very wavy, and I've been finding a lot of water in my kayak. So gonna have to bust out some JB Weld here soon or something. But anyway, Chuck, how you doing, man? How was your show last night? I'm sorry I didn't get to call you. I was a little bit on the busy side though.
Yeah, whatever. You're fired. It was awesome. It was
good deal.
It was good for being off the cuff and not having my special guest show up that I was hoping for, but. It went pretty well. We took it about an hour and a half last night, so it was good.
Oh, good. Well, you know, that's better than 30. If you get it past 30 minutes, you're doing good.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Well, cool. Well, let me tell you, Saturday, me and Keith met up with Yak Sushi and Sam. And, yes, it's that Yak Sushi. Yes, that one right there. That's him. Y'all know him. And we met up over at Apollo Beach. Well, Allen, you know, whatever you want to call it, Allentown or whatever it is over there. I don't really remember. But we were just north of the power plant there. And all you Apollo Beachers know exactly where that is. The y'all know the power plant over there? Yeah, that's right. Anyway. We met up with a Swanee refugee, one of my buddies from Twitter, and he is, you know, over in that area. And we always wanted to fish over there, so we met up with me and Keith and Yak Sushi and Sam. We all got together with a Swanee refugee, and we got in there, and man, met up. It's still dark out, right? And okay, yeah, you know, we met up at 7-Eleven, so we drive down a couple of minutes down the road. Oh, yeah, we're going to put in at this drainage ditch, you know. I didn't see it, you know, driving down the road. Who knows? So I'm used to, like, you know, launching at beaches and stuff, you know. Unless you go to Mosquito Lagoon and Redfish Chuck makes you, like, wade through knee-deep, you know, decomposing seaweed. But that's okay. Anyway. Get out of the truck, and it was just like being back at Mosquito Lagoon, because I was instantly covered with mosquitoes, and so was everybody else. And we're like, ah, you know, get the bug spray out real quick, you know, hosing everybody down with bug spray. And then it's like knee high grass, and as you're putting your kayaks together, what you don't see is the fire ant mounds. Oh yeah. Fire ant mounds while you're trying to put your kayak together. It's awesome. So it was really nice. Yeah, it's good for your skin. That's right, Chuck. Man, I had a rash for like a week from that stuff, man, last time I was over there. The knee-deep decomposing nastiness, seagrass that piles up on the shore and then it rots. Ugh, man.
Blame it on the environment.
Yeah, Chuck wants to like bottle it and sell it to women to put on their face. Oh yeah, it'll keep you young. You know, wink wink. oh man, but anyway, I've never been so happy to get in the water, man, cuz between mosquitoes and fire ants and knee deep grass, you know. It was pretty funny. So we get in there and Yak Sushi immediately, where'd Chuck go, man? He took off. Yak Sushi immediately hooks up with a redfish when we get out there. Nice, it's probably about 18 inches or so. Nice little redfish. And we were paddling around the mangrove, little mangrove islands and oyster bars out there. It was a beautiful area. Fishing around there, I was really digging it, because the thing that really, you know, when we fish around here, around Pinellas County, it's really, you know, you get out there on a Saturday or something, and it's boat traffic, man. It's like being on a really busy highway, because, you know, everybody, you know, Pinellas County is the most densely populated county in Florida, so it was definitely not, you know, if you're out there in the wrong area, man, you'll just get waked all day long being in the kayak. So it wasn't a great fish day. It was beautiful. We found some manatees, and Sam and Yak Sushi were getting pushed around by some manatees and taking some pictures, and it was a good day overall. I got one ladyfish, and I can't believe this happened, man. This, you know, I'm working a topwater, the Miradine, or Miralure Mira mullet, and I'll tell you why I'm tired here in a minute. I got a good excuse this week. anyway, so I'm working the topwater, you know, and it's zigzagging to the left and to the right and to the left. Boom, explosion, you know, miss. So, you know, I keep working it to the left, to the right, about 10 more feet. Boom! Another explosion. Well, like, I get it up to about 10 feet from the kayak, and all of a sudden it just, like, I see it looks like the Miralure commercial when the, you know, the big redfish is coming up chasing the Miralure across the surface. Well, it was a sizable redfish, man. Big mouth opens up behind it, sucks it down. I feel the pull. I start reeling, and there's the lure on the surface by its lonesome. Now, you tell me how fish can come up and get a mouthful of treble hooks and not get hooked. I don't know. I hook myself when I get the thing out of the box. So, anyway, that was my excitement for the for that day. You know, Swanee Refugee caught a couple of smaller trout and a couple of ladyfish. And that was all the fish we got, man. Keith and Sam got skunked, and we lived to fight another day back through the knee-high grass and the ants. it was awesome, though, man. It's beautiful out there. If you're in the area and you want a nice place to paddle, go over in that area. It was truly beautiful. Anyway, and last night, here's the reason why I'm tired. And tell me if this qualifies as being okay to be tired on the radio. Last night, me and Yak Sushi and Sam went dock fishing last night over in Bel Air. And I didn't get home until like 2 o'clock. By the time I got home, got the kayak packed up and shower and in bed, I got the it was like 2:30. And I had to go to work today. So I worked all day. I didn't take a nap because I was like, I didn't want to take a chance of not waking up for the show. So I'd be pretty tired. But last night, we absolutely hammered them. I mean, it was like Trout City. We were catching trout on like every single cast practically last night. And it was great. Yeah, Yak Sushi was just like, is it like this all the time? And I'm like, yeah, it's like this all the time. Most of the time it is, but it was just amazing. We were throwing the lure of the night was the DOA Gold Flake, Gold Rush, whatever you want to call it, curly tail jig with a 16th ounce jig head, man. It was great. You'd throw it in there and it would just get swarmed on, and whoever got the fish, man. It was great. Jeff Madre's flying today, and I can't listen for in-flight. He's not going to pay for in-flight Wi-Fi. Thanks, Jeff Madre. I thought you were into the show, man. No, I'm kidding. Jeff's a good guy. flying around today between hurricane things coming in and earthquakes and everything else. He said things are a nightmare in the airports. So best of luck to you, Jeff, and I hope that you make it. And safe travels to you, buddy. So anyway, yeah, last night that was we got yelled at. First dock we went to, guy shuts his dock light out off and comes out and is asking us what we're doing. And it's like, I'm sorry, you know, I was putting on my ski mask here for a home invasion. Actually, I was really I'm respectful to those people, man. You know, because you're fishing basically in their backyard, and they don't, you know. We try to be quiet and we try to be respectful to people's property. We're not getting up on their dock and everything else. So anyway, this guy comes out and it's basically the deal is this: their property ends at the seawall, okay? And you know, we're in the water, we're away from the seawall, we're not hanging on the seawall, we're not doing anything, man. We're just fishing. And this jackanape comes out and he starts. You know, asking us, hey, you know, what are you doing? And we're like, oh, you know, fishing, you know. Oh, we, you know, can you do that somewhere else? I'm like, really? You know, we're fishing. You know, if you weren't looking out your window, you wouldn't even know we were there, you know. To the residents of Bel Air, we try to be respectful, but please don't come out and be a jerk to us, man. We're stewards of the sport, and we're not going to do anything illegal or anything disrespectful to you or your property. So try to give us a little bit of a break. And our scuba Stan, he's hurricane dodging up there. Are you? Hopefully Stan is hunkered down and he's got his canned accoutrements, flashlights, water, canned food, all that good stuff. I miss anything there? Chip, you living in Florida for so long, what was your favorite hurricane food?
Waffles.
Waffles. No, man.
Dude, we moved from Florida when I was 14, and that was in 1974, so...
So you weren't there in the grand era of hurricanes in the, like...
Oh, no, I went through plenty of hurricanes, man. they were the most fun thing to do, put the shutters up and all that kind of stuff. yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Greg, you're a California guy, man. Do you have to ride out hurricanes or anything anywhere?
I've lived on the East Coast through several hurricanes.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
So, yeah, but, you know, when they get up here, it's normally rarer, and it's, by the time they work their way this far north, the water's a little colder, and they've slowed down some, so.
Brett Allen says his favorite hurricane food is Spam. Steak and spuds, there you go, as you're cooking on the grill in your living room.
Yeah, and spuds, got that right. Go. If it's going to be my last meal, I want it to be good.
Daryl, Vienna sausages, man. There you go. I tell you, I got a funny story for you. When in 2004, when we got the onslaught of hurricanes here in Florida, for two of those four hurricanes, I was without power for 5 days each time, okay? And it's like right in the middle of August and September, which is not the coolest time of the year in Florida by any means. oh man, so the first hurricane was Charlie. It came through and it missed us and hit Punta Gorda, which is south of us a little ways. I thought that one was coming for us for sure, man. So we totally missed that one, or it missed us, and Punta Gorda got wrecked, right? Well, they weren't ready for it. They were all it's going to Tampa, and last minute it turned and hit them. So, well, there's Brett. He's raised in Miami for 13 years. There you go. So that one missed us. So they said, oh, you know, all those poor people, they didn't have their hurricane supplies, blah, blah, blah. So I donated my hurricane supplies, you know, that I had stocked up for that hurricane. because, you know, it can't happen twice, right? I mean, we live on the west coast of Florida. When was the last time we got hit? 1960, I think. We got brushed or something by Donna. 85 was Elena, something like that. But anyway, so... Oh, man. There you go. So we got so I donated all my hurricane supplies. Well, a couple of weeks later, you know, another one is coming through. And by the time I went and got my hurricane supplies from the store, the place was raided, man. Empty shelves, you know. I was stuck with, like, this family-sized cans of, like, Chef Boyardee ravioli and stuff, which is, like, just the most awful stuff on the face of the earth, man. Ugh, I can't believe kids like that stuff. Anyway, enough about that. So hopefully, Stan up there, Scuba Stan, I hope you're okay, and I hope Charleston gets spared, man. I bet you're gonna have a heck of a time being harbor master up there in Charleston if it comes around you guys. Just be prepared. So I would love to say that Chef Boyardee family-sized cans of ravioli are my favorite hurricane food, but that's not necessarily the case. Oh, there you go. Brett Allen works for the power company, so he can work all of them. That's where you really make the money, man. I know a guy that works for Florida Power or Progress Energy or something and loved hurricane time, man, because it was like overtime from the time that you stepped in the truck till you got out when you got back home, you know, a couple of months later. So it's a big money-making time, so that's cool. Oh, man, so... So what's going on in the world of kayak fishing? Besides, we got voting and all of this other stuff. You ever have anybody, like at your office? They'll see pictures of you kayaking or something like, you know, fishing or something, and they'll say, "Oh my God, aren't you afraid of sharks and alligators and snakes and spiders and whatever?" And it's like, no. Nope. Oh, man, Chuck's wishing on a cold Sweetwater there. All right, Stan, well, be careful. 26-hour a day, wow. He's going to sleep, too. I hear you, man. All right. Very nice. Yeah, there's your Sweetwater there, Chuck. So... You ever worry about that stuff, Greg? Any of the sharks, alligators, spiders, snakes?
Not really.
Me either.
It's part of it. If I know there's sharks around, I'm not going to be dangling any fish I keep in the water. I'll keep them out of the water in a cooler or something. But, we don't have that many sharks that come inshore here, even though... there's the big panic on the south side of the Cape right now because there's great whites there and they got a whole bunch of beaches closed and stuff. But
well, as long as you don't dress like
a hook,
seal,
man.
Yeah,
you can fish for them.
Yeah.
Well, not legally, but you know.
You can hook one by accident. You just have to release it, just like those.
I don't know where those guys. You ever see the Shark Man show? They have those big, giant circle hooks, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you need.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
That would be fun.
There you go. Paddling Fan says, no worries. The critters leave you alone for the most part, as long as you're not harassing them. That's true. Oh, man. Redfish Chuck is on about the Jackson Cuda. Hey, get on their pro staff, Chuck. You know, you're the man. Oh, it's a nice kayak.
You sure he doesn't want to catch a barracuda there?
Yeah. Now, that's fun. You ever go barracuda fishing?
I used to go out on the party boats out in California, the head boats. And they'd set up for catching calico bass and the kelp and stuff. And I'd go way up to the front of the boat so I wouldn't bother anybody and rip topwaters. Right across the surface going for barracuda. piss the mates off and stuff because they didn't want them near the boat. But
I'll tell you a funny story about barracudas. Me and my buddy Chad were down in the Keys for a week fishing around Marathon there, you know, which is awesome. That's like, you know, if you're into fishing and you go to Marathon on vacation and you go fishing, you'll be like, okay, how do I move down here and live down here and all that stuff? Because it's awesome. So we're down there and, you know, we're in the boat like 5 o'clock every morning, coming home at dark. You know, I mean, it was just one of those, you know, you just went to sleep for a couple of hours, you know, you got back up and you're back out fishing, man. It was one of those vacations, which is great. And we're out fishing this reef like about a mile offshore on the Atlantic side. And it was flat calm. It was beautiful. And we're out there and we're hitting red grouper a mile from shore out there, man. It was awesome. And the thing is, you know, a lot of the smaller ones, they'd come up and all of a sudden these barracudas, they're smart, man. They're smart. They'll come up there and watch. They were like dogs, man. They'll come up there and watch. And they'll wait for you to take it off the hook. And when you throw it back in, they hammer it, man. I mean, it was like, it was just ridiculous. So we'd start catching these, squirrel fish or something smaller. And they'd come up and they'd wait. Well, you know, you'd throw it back in the water with a hook on it, and you were on, man. I mean, these things, and they were like 4-foot barracudas. I mean, they were big ones. And, you know, they go off on like drag, peeling, scream, and run, you know. And those things are fast, and they jump out of the water when they're, you know, like they'll jump out and they'll go as fast as they can for, you know, 50 feet and jump out again. Well, my buddy hooked one. This is the funny part. He hooked one, and it's going, and I see it. It's going, you know, sideways, going along the side of the boat, you know, about 20 feet out, jump, you know, run, swim, 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 jump, swim, 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 and it's coming closer to the boat. And I'm like, dude, you better watch that thing, you know. Jump, swim, 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 and it, like, hits him right in the face. It jumps out of the water and hits him right in the face. And he's out cold, you know, in the bottom of the boat. Luckily, the fish kept going. It didn't get any teeth in him or anything. And he wakes up a few minutes later, and he's like, dude, what'd you hit me for? So that's the funny story of the night. You can hit the rim shot at any time, Chip. And so anyway, yeah, barracuda are fun, man. I'll fish for those. I always thought those would be fine. Those would be fun on the. Thank you. Those would be fun on fly. You ever catch barracuda on fly, Chip?
No, but I'm gonna try it. I don't know. Did you read Randy Vining's last blog, Plastics on the Fly Rod?
No, but that's not unusual.
You should check it out, man.
You can wacky.
No, Randy's been.
You can wacky rig a small red worm. It's kind of like small red wieners.
Yeah.
And you can wacky rig one of those and use it during the worm hatch down in the Keys. It's a great.
No, Randy has been putting plastics, I mean, like a jerk shad on a 3-aught hook, worm hook, and he's been tossing them with a 7-weight fly rod. And he doesn't use anything else now when he's fishing for the fly rod. He uses about 6 feet of 15-pound fluorocarbon, and he rigs up his plastic. You know those, I don't know if you've seen the freshwater. I don't think they're gold, but they're crawdads. They're in the natural color, the orange and black. And
yeah,
he rigs
I think
those
Berkeley, they're like Berkeley power craws or something like that. I know exactly what
you
mean.
Yeah, but he's tossing those with a fly rod, and he is catching some huge shoal bass down on the Flint River and stuff. It's
no
crazy.
Kidding.
But I'm going to try it in salt water when I go down to Panama City on Labor Day.
Cool. One thing
I'm
going to
try redfish on an 8-weight.
Now, you can get this. Oh, dude, that'll be awesome. Redfish?
Redfish
on an 8?
Trout.
Oh,
sure.
Okay. I thought you were going to for something bigger in Panama. Anyway, if you're going for Barracuda, they make this stuff, and I can't remember the brand name for it. I'm like just so full of awesome information here. You know, if it's not DOA shrimp or Mira Lures, I don't know what it is, you know. But I can't remember for the life of me. It's been a while since I used this stuff. It's tieable coated leader wire. Okay, you can tie it. You can tie it to your fly line and or tie it to your leader. You know, if you want to put like a little 6-inch little, you know, wire end on it, you know, like a shock leader or a tooth leader if you're fishing for Barracuda on fly and stuff like that. And it works pretty good. I mean, the 80-pound stuff is decent. You can tie a decent knot with it. Now, you're not going to be able to tie it like you know, like you would a piece of braid to mono or something like that, but it's gonna work for you, man. You're definitely you're in business with that one, man. So check out.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna have fun with it.
It makes it a little bit easier because you don't have you don't have to sit there with crimpers and stuff. You can just tie the stuff off and you got wire, because you definitely need wire when you're going for Barracuda. So if you get a chance to take a shot at a couple of those chips, do it, man. Those things are fun.
Yeah, depending on the weather, we might go offshore on Sunday. Saturday, we're going to be fishing inshore around Tyndall Air Force Base with the Panama City Kayak Fishing Association guys and gals. Captain Linda Cabot's going to be there with us. So we're going to visit Brad over at Sunjammers. And maybe do some sound bites with some, you know, some interviews and stuff. So, Labor Day, we're going to be in Panama City, Kelowna, headed that way.
Good deal. You taking the trikes with you, too?
No, we're not going to do the scooters. But we will be taking the scooters to up to Chucktown. So, and I got cool. I got my cabin rented at Chucktown already. So.
I saw your post on Yak Angler. I think that's awesome.
Yep.
I got
I'm
my brother's
ready,
birthday. My brother's birthday is coming up September 1st. So I got I've been buying a lot of toys lately and got to get his birthday out of the way. Then I'll be able to do that. Know what I mean? And, just in case you were wondering, hold on a second. Okay, here it is. Just in case you were wondering. That's right. The GoPros are on the way. Thank you.
Oh, cool.
Thank you.
Cool.
I'm surprised I didn't get them today. But they're ordered. They're being shipped. I got an email that says that they are on the way. So it's going to be a Bad Batcast in HD coming to a YouTube near you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Sorry. But no, I'm really excited about it. Mac has opened up all sorts of new worlds for me in reference to editing and playing around with stuff. I'm having a blast with the GarageBand program, hence my lack of writing, but I'll get something out here on the blog here in the next couple of days. It's in the plan, just not today. I'm just like so beat tired, man. I tell you what, that Yak Sushi, he's like the man when it comes to standing up in kayaks. He's out there in the he had a Adams Trident, and he's out there standing up in that thing like it's nothing. Now if I stood up in a Trident, I'd be on my face, you know, in no time. I'd be out of the boat faster than it took me to stand up. So he's the man. And he was throwing, Chip, he was pitching and flipping these lures right up into under these dock lights last night like a pro, man. I was telling him, I'm like, dude, you need to, like, get on the bass circuit or something, man. It's the way that he was like flipping this stuff in there. Either that or, you know, he should have been a major league pitcher or something, you know, because he was like right on the money. Standing up, flipping and pitching, catching trout all night, man. It was crazy.
Did you, what was the biggest trout you caught?
I had one in the 20-inch range that came off. Sam actually got the biggest. She had a keeper, which was, you know, 15 or 16. It was in that range. And I got one, you know, close to that size, too. It was ridiculous. You would sit there, and it would be like a green underwater light, and you'd throw, you know, this little, you know, DOA Gold Rush curly tail in there, and it would just automatically get swarmed, you know. It would be like, you know, you see this green light, you don't see any fish there, and you'd throw it in there, and it would, like, they just appeared, man. It was like, bam! When I say that there was hundreds of fish under each light, that's not an exaggeration. It was crazy. And Mark had some lightweight gear, so he was having a blast. Lightweight spinning rig, man. It was awesome. So,
I was going through Dick's Sporting Goods the other day to pick up some plastics and some leader, and they were getting rid of all of their St. Croix rods that they had in stock. And they picked up a St. Croix 7-foot medium light, 6 to 12 pound fast action for $60.
Wow, that's not a bad deal.
I couldn't resist. It's one of their I can't remember. It's it's black with gold lettering on it, but it's a St. Mm-hmm. Croix, and it's got the short mm-hmm. handle on it and stuff. So yeah,
love that short handle. Hey, you know they're just opening the Dick's and Countryside there, right here in Clearwater, is grand opening this weekend. So if you didn't know it, you might get in there and find some good stuff in there.
I might have to get Chuck to ship me one of those Stratix now to go on that thing.
There you go. That's a good
one of those little lightweight Stratix. Last night, Chuck said his buddy Rick caught a 34-inch trout.
I saw that. That's pretty big.
Is that like sick?
East Coast, man. You know, over here the big ones are like, you know, 20 and 25. Over there, I don't know if it's because of the ocean or exactly what it is, but you know, I've always wondered that. I've had debates with Chuck and D and stuff about that. You know, there's more bait. There's, I don't know. That's a whole different show, man. That's a show all on its own. But yeah, 34-inch trout, man. That's impressive. That's a good fish. That's a fun fish right there. I would love to catch something like that. I don't know what I would do. So anyway, that's what I've been up to. We had a blast, an absolute blast last night. So I can't always promise that it'll be like that, but anytime that you guys, anybody, Yak Angler or KFR, give me a buzz if you're going to be in town, and we'll go play around with the fish under the dock lights at night, and it'll be fun. I got to get you down here with that, Chip. It's like Mosquito Lagoon, except with trout instead of redfish. It was great.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to do it. I just got to have a little more time to do the 8-hour drive down there.
Oh, I understand. So, I'm just saying, yeah. One day, and you know, the invite's always there, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do it.
Greg, man, you know, when you're down here for your work project in St. Pete, there, let me know. I got a spare kayak now, so.
Oh, cool.
So I'm ready for you, buddy.
Yep, we're trying to, some of the big wigs of our company are heading down there tomorrow to hopefully get the contract signed. So.
Good deal.
Yep.
Well, let me know when you're in town.
Yep.
Let me know when you're in town. We'll go. And I'm going out this winter, too. I'm getting all redfish chucked out and I'm going to be out there in the cold, braving the cold, all for the love of chasing fish and kayak.
Your guys' February was like my July.
Are you kidding me, dude? I was like, February, it was a cold winter last year, man. And I don't think I left the house till February. I'm sorry, man. I can be out in, 95, 98 degree, hot, humid, sitting out on a grass flat with long sleeves on and, buff and everything else on. And it doesn't bother me one bit. But get me out anything under, under 65, and I'm like, okay, where's my coat? It's cold. And anything under 65 is like, where's the gloves? Where's the hat? Where's the, everything? The 2-3 pairs of socks? Yeah. I'm a wimp when it comes to the cold. Oh, man. So anyway, don't forget, Thursday, not only if you're not listening to Chip's show, come to my seminar if you're in town. It's at the, I'll post the link again. That is at the always popular fishing club. And we're having badtastic prize packs and all sorts of stuff. Get a kayak fishing radio sticker. I don't know. They're raffling off stuff there too.
I've been trying to get accounts for all of the hosts on Kayak Fishing Radio with the guy who makes the stickers.
Okay.
He's in Oregon, but I was just going to have him, put everybody's address in, so when you guys needed stickers, you could just call him, give him the reference number, and order the stickers. But I haven't heard back from him yet. So,
don't you love that?
But, yeah, well, times are tough, and I guess people don't need much money, so. But we get a pretty good break on those stickers, so.
That's cool.
But I'm trying to get some more, and I'm actually thinking that we probably need to, it's about time to do some KFR swag, like T-shirts and caps and something like that. And, but I'm not into the shipping and handling stuff, so we need to figure that one out.
Oh, Lacey's bugging me. She wants to go outside, right?
Yeah, and I'm getting close to my bedtime.
Oh,
I am.
I'm absolutely.
I am a member of AARP.
Whatever.
I'm gonna tell you guys good night, man. And
all right, man.
Don't forget to
thanks
plug
for coming
the Kayak Angler's Choice Awards.
Yeah, sir. You got it.
Greg, tight lines to you, man. We'll talk to you later.
Yep. Later, right. Chip.
Later, Chip. All right, man, that's Chip Gibson and the godfather of KFR. And anyway, I'm going to wrap it up here. I'm like beat, and Lacey wants to go outside, and she's pawing me here, getting my wires all. She's about ready to cause a disaster, so yeah, I'm talking about you. Are you going to say hi to the Kayak Fishing Radio people? Yeah, because you want to go outside, right? Okay. Yeah, that was Lacey. That's my illustrious co-host. Usually she's snoring, but she wants to go outside because she knows when she comes in from outside, she gets a bone. That's right. Okay, enough with the mouth. Everybody knows that you're here and you're cute. And anyway, I got to go, and I'm going to go ahead and play the Funky Diddy again. So hopefully you guys like it. It's one of the things I'm playing around with the Mac. And making up the songs is a fun thing, man. So anyway, I'm out of here, and thank you guys for coming out and listening. And I hope I didn't bore you too bad. Don't forget to vote for the Kayak Angler's Choice Awards. That is on Yak Angler, kayakfishingradio.com, abadbackcast.com. And basically anywhere. Greg, you going fishing this weekend?
Oh, yes, I am, if the weather holds out. It looks like Sunday's going to be nasty. they're thinking the edges of this hurricane might start affecting us. But if it holds out, I'm going to try to fish a tournament, another local striper tournament, but this time it's kayaks and powerboats. And it's to try to raise money for Michael J. Fox's charity. And I'm going to try to take, if the wind stays down, my 10-year-old out to catch some stripers for the first time as well.
Cool.
So, could be an interesting weekend.
Yeah, sounds like it. Hopefully the weather stays up for you so you can get out there and do that stuff. I don't know if I'm going yet or not. It's all, you know, depends on what the hurricane's going to do. Excuse me. So as soon as I figure that out, and as long as it's not too windy, we'll probably be out doing something. Tides are, I don't know if this is my off week on the tides or what. Let me double check real quick. Because it's, you know, the way that the tide pattern's been going lately, it's basically it's one weekend it's good first thing in the morning. The next weekend it's not so good. So as I double check that, this is your Kayak Fishing Radio Tide Report. And that would be Saturday the 27th. The tide report is 11:15 a.m. is high tide at 2.9 feet. Low tide at 5:34 a.m., which is about when we're going to launch. And 6:25 p.m. at minus 0.1 in clear water. So it doesn't appear that it's going to be a good daytime fishing excursion, so it might have to be at night. So it all depends on the weather and how everything is with the hurricane, and who knows, it's forecast to be windy, but you never know. So anyway, everybody be safe. Come out to my seminar Thursday. Listen to your kayak fishing radio shows. Eat your vitamins, kids. Yes, you. Yeah, that's right, you. That's right. Wear your PFDs. Bug your parents to take you fishing. And protect yourself from the sun. So everybody be careful. Be safe. And I'm going to get out of here and leave you the funky ditty again. And I've got some other songs lined up, but I'm not quite done with it yet. And this was just something I was screwing around with. So don't take it too seriously. And I will see you next week, man. Later.